Good morning, and welcome to this week's MTC Studio broadcast. My name is Dean Suzuki, and I'm your host today. I wanted to welcome you to this week's session on five ways we can help you modernize your meetings. And we showed you a couple cool clips of things we just released. I don't know if you're spending much time playing Xbox, but we just released Halo 5. I know a lot of our guys here are busy playing Halo 5 in their off time. And also the other cool thing that's coming out on roadmap is the HoloLens. That was that virtual reality gaming, but it also does a lot more than that. But today's session is about how we can help our customers really modernize their meeting experience. And today I have a couple of my colleagues joining me today. One of them is Karan Mehta. Karan, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
How are you doing?
Thanks for coming. Karan, can you quickly introduce yourself to the audience and what do you do?
Absolutely. I'm Karan Mehta, technology solutions professional based out of Orange County, California. Focused on Skype for Business and work in enterprise accounts.
Great, thanks Karan. One of the things before we jump into today's session is that if you have any questions, please feel free to type it into the Q&A manager on the right-hand side of your screen. We'll be using also the primarily the video experience, so you can maximize that video window to see a bigger experience on that as well. Oh, you got to turn on your mic, I think. So one of the things we just released was the new Surface Pro 4 device. I don't know if you've seen that. We had a quick video on that, and also the Surface Book. Those are two of the latest devices we released, and along with Halo 5. But what's standing behind us is our Surface Hub device. And this is another one of the five ways we're going to talk about that we can help you modernize your meeting experiences with the Surface Hub. The Surface Hub is this one in this case is an 84-inch device. It's our meeting solution that has built-in Skype for Business and Office 365, and it's also running on Windows 10. Some of the other things you'll see here is it has two HD cameras on each side of the screen, and maybe go back, and also two speakers that are built in. And also at the top, there's a mic array so it can take the audio input from the room. But this is one of the devices that we've developed to help our customers really in the meeting experience. One of the things we found is that when we talk to our customers that it takes on average 7 to 10 minutes to join a video conference. Is that what you're saying, Karan?
Absolutely. The intimidation factor is user walks into a conference room and they're just intimidated, right? And just because of their duration, right? Seven to 10 minutes just to join, absolutely.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult trying to figure out how to use that handheld remote to join a video conference. Some of our customers actually have to call an AV tech in before the meeting to help them join a video conference. So what ends up happening a lot of times is those video conference units end up not being used in the company. That's what I find. So what we've done here is we've optimized that video experience. So if you notice here on the Hub device, it has the day's date, but it also has the meetings for the day. In this case, what I did is schedule a demo meeting from 9:30 to 11 here. And so how you do that is that imagine that you just use your Outlook client and you create a meeting, and then now you just add the Surface Hub to the meeting as you would another meeting participant. In this case, you would add the Irvine MTC, or I would add the MTC Irvine Hub 84, and it would be a participant in the meeting. And so now when I walk into that meeting room, what I see on the screen is a list of meetings for the day. And now let's say I want to join that meeting. All I need to do is click the join button. Maybe you can pan back out to that. So all I need to do is just click that join button, and what it's going to do is join me into that meeting. So with one click now, and within a couple seconds, we're into the meeting. So it takes down that 10 minute
few
process.
Seconds.
And it's a few seconds, right?
Few seconds.
And also what we're having here is that, you know, one of the other things we see in our scenarios, but what are some of the other things you see?
So, you know, in our conversations, daily conversations with customers, one thing is clear that the meetings, how they're being done, the traditional methods and traditional ways, it's evolving. Every customer we are sitting with, their biggest task, one of the biggest tasks is, how do I have my employees who are based worldwide, globally, be able to join the meetings, and same thing for their vendors, same thing for their own customers who are external, how do they join the meetings seamlessly and yet have the whole rich collaboration experience, right? So that's one of the biggest asks. It's not anymore limited to the employees within the organization, within one building. It's just...
So what you're seeing is that the teams are now just not just local, but they're actually global teams.
Global teams, yes.
Being involved. I was just going to ask the folks on the line right now, is that the case with in your company? Are you having folks who are now working remotely? Are your teams now just global? In fact, it's funny, a couple years ago, the meeting experience was basically everybody got into the conference room. But now what we're finding is teams are global and they're located across the world.
Absolutely.
And in fact, what we're having this call is I have a couple of my colleagues, Jen is out there. Hey, Jen and Skip. Hey, guys. They're joining us. Where are you guys joining us from? I don't know if we have this audio turned up, but I don't know if we can. I think Jen's coming from Seattle. Is that correct? I
don't know, maybe. Yes.
Hey.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Jen. Thanks for joining today. And then, Skip, where are you joining us from today? Oops. Can we switch back to the screen? I don't know. Oh, maybe we don't have Skip.
Hey, I'm up here in Bellevue. We're up 23 floors high.
Oh, 23 floors. So in this case, you know, with one click, we've enabled this video conference, and we've got these global teams. In fact, that's how we work at Microsoft a lot of times. You know, all of us are working globally on these teams where folks are joining us from Seattle and Bellevue, and we're able to just collaborate this way. And I just shared the desktop here so now they can see it on, they can see what we're working on.
And that's right, just in line with that, I mean, joining, obviously the participants have joined the meeting. Now when we, Dean just mentioned the word collaboration, and every the collaboration word is relative to every customer we talk to. But again, based on that, when people are joining, I would like them to be able to do storytelling, be able to see the whiteboarding, do a two-way whiteboarding, be able to co-author the documents. So that collaboration has expanded also. It's not anymore just the PowerPoint sharing from the presenter or from the organizer, it's not anymore. It's more of collaboration, real-time communication happening between all the parties which are in that meeting. So that's, again, a big piece how the businesses are changing and evolving around meetings.
Yeah, again, I'll ask the folks in the audience here, and you could respond just by typing it into the QA manager. Is that your scenario as well? Is that one of your requirements? Is that you're seeing that not only are your teams dispersed across different maybe geographies and even time zones, but it's gone beyond just maybe an audio conference bridge. Now you want to share PowerPoint, maybe share a whiteboard, and be able to collaborate, come up with ideas, and work on projects together. Is that a common scenario you guys are seeing? And then we'll see if that's coming in. But you know, these are the requirements that are driving our solutions here and what we're showing here today.
Correct. And just to add to that, Dean, one more ask, which again, as per the conversations we are having with customers, with all that said, the second biggest ask is the mobility. We all are very familiar with, you know, the strategy which started a few years back, bring your own device. People are on the move. People are in at the Starbucks, people at their home office. So that's another thing which customers have been requesting. How do I enable my user to join from any device, from anywhere, right? So mobility is a big piece, and that has to be addressed, and that's something which we'll be covering in this session itself.
Yeah, in fact, what do you have in your hand there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I have, to elaborate on that specific thing, I have an iPad in my hand, and obviously Dean organized this meeting, so just to kind of give you guys a little...
Can we pull up the iPad on the screen?
Absolutely, so I'll go ahead.
That? So everybody can see that?
So if you see this right now, I have my iPad, normal. I could be a user based out of home. I could be a user about to catch a flight. I could be a user sitting at Starbucks. So all I do is I open up my meeting, and at this time, all my meetings are listed, which are upcoming, and I go and select my specific meeting, which is organized by Dean, and all I do is click on Join Meeting.
Wow, so with one click, you're in the meeting?
Absolutely, and I have four participants.
You don't have to dial an 800 number?
Nothing.
And a 16-digit code number?
No, absolutely not. No. And yeah, no announcements, nothing. I'm right away connected to my meeting internally.
Great. So with one click now, Karan is joined into that meeting. And, you know, this is actually something that's a real time saver for a lot of our customers. In fact, for myself as well. In the past, you know, in order to join a meeting, I would have to have remembered our 800 number dial-in conference bridge number and then my maybe 16-digit conference ID. Now it's just one click.
One click and you're in the meeting.
And just join in the meeting. And now, can you share what you're seeing on that iPad in terms of what you're sharing?
So at this time, as I said, I can see who the participants are. I can go to the participant list. I can see the view of the entire list, who the participants are. So no more guessing. Who just spoke? Who just said that thing? So there's no more guessing. I can see which user is.
Oh, you know what? I didn't present the screen.
Yeah,
that's
so at this time, so if, as Dean presents the screen, in real time on my iPad, again, depending on what internet connections you guys have or which way you're connected, I will be able to see the content.
Oh, you know, that was my bad. I didn't share the screen, but it should be coming up. But that'll be coming up. One of the things I didn't highlight here is I had to present the screen up here, which is a So what I just did was I started presenting my screen, and now he'll be able to see it on his desktop there. But really what we're showing here is not only being able to collaborate remotely with the global teams, but now across devices.
Across different devices, absolutely.
Because, you know, as we mentioned, people are mobile.
Yeah, and that makes them more productive. I don't have to be on my desktop. Uh-huh. I could be anywhere, based out of anywhere, and join the meetings.
What other devices do we support this mobile platform on?
So we have Droid. I mean, we have support on Android devices. And we also, again, I mean, you could be on your laptops, whether it's Windows or a Mac. So we our clients support both platforms, Mac and Windows. And obviously, you could have, as far as mobile devices goes, an iPhone, an iPad, an Android device. So those all devices are supported also. They are transparently, you can kind of jump from one device to another. And one of the good thing is that the experience is the same. It's not that if I am on an iPhone or I'm on an iPad, it differs. Or if I'm on a Windows desktop, we have tried to keep the interface uniform across different devices and platforms. So that's, again, so your user, the learning experience is none. I mean, they can be from one device to another, and it's all the same for them. So that's something which is very critical also.
Well, thanks, Ron. And while he was speaking, I just brought up a PowerPoint as well to show that, you know, we can also collaborate here with PowerPoint. Are you seeing that on the iPad now, or is it, did it come up?
Yes, it's loading up.
Okay, it's loading. But I'm going to go ahead and spin forward. So this is what we wanted to cover here today. Really, the first thing is to talk about, you know, based upon what we're talking about our customers, what is the modern workplace, and what are we seeing in terms of our requirements from our customers in terms of helping them become more productive in their meeting environment? And the other thing we want to drop down to next is five ways we can help become more productive in these modern meetings. And we just covered the first one, the Surface Hub. The second one is something we call PSTN conferencing. And also the next is Skype meeting broadcasts, Cloud PBX, and PSTN calling. And we'll be going through each one of these in the session. And after that, one of the things we've done is that we've made these capabilities very easy to deploy by providing these services now in our cloud environment with Office 365. So my colleague Christian Burke will go through and talk about and show you actually how easy it is to deploy these services in the cloud. But with that, let's go ahead and jump get started. So Karan, you know, you mentioned some of these statistics, some of these requirements you're seeing, but let's kind of walk through the statistics of what you're seeing here.
So again, to the point which I started the presentation with, I have, you know, the service which have been done by us and third-party analyst, that's a big number. If you see the 78% of organizations are collaborating with external parties, again, as a whether to be partners, vendors, and even if they're own customers. So that's a huge number. It's, again, it's not anymore your just internal meetings. It's expanding to your external audience also. So that's a big thing which I would like to stress, and I'm sure that you guys are experiencing the same thing in the field. And right in line with it, mobility. 66% of employees, when they were surveyed, they said they are joining the meetings through their mobile devices. So that's, again, kind of proves that it is very critical to have those applications which will allow the employees to seamlessly join those meetings which are being hosted by the organization, right? So those are the two big pieces I would like you to get from this slide. 78% external communication meetings, and then obviously 66% mobile devices, meetings being joined by mobile from smartphones and mobile devices.
Yeah. But yeah, these are statistics we're gathering, but it might be different in your organization. But let us know if, maybe you can just type it into the IM window, the quick Q&A, but are these key areas of concern again, being able to collaborate across global areas and being on the go and with mobile? And so these are the requirements that really help, that are driving us when we're building our solutions. The next key area is meeting spaces. What we're finding is our customers are asking us to provide a solution, one solution, right, that'll support the vast variety of meeting spaces that people are meeting in. Whether they're on mobile, you know, on the go, like Krishna is on with the iPad, or they're in an open space in their office, or in a collaborative
auditorium,
or
large audience,
small, big, or large conference rooms, and even maybe in a collaborative,
huddle rooms, or even on your desk. Your desk, right? So there are different scenarios, and you're right. It has to be a unique platform, not different products to handle, and not different products to manage.
Yeah. So these are things that our customers are asking for. So these are the requirements that have been driving our solution space. One of the things now I wanted to go into and how we're meeting that is with our Skype platform. And so that's what we kind of showed you earlier today, but what we're highlighting here is the new Skype for Business client. So if you see the client here, it's very, the look and feel is very similar to Skype. And so one of the questions we get is, What happened to Link? Did Link, did we kill that product? No. So what has happened is that what we discovered is over, was it 300 million people, Karan, are using Skype?
And it is adoption, right? That's one of the critical components. It is more or less the marketing, the branding, and we wanted to exploit that marketing, which is by, again, Skype consumer. Imagine, and it's hard to, you know, it's hard to imagine that you could have any user come to you and doesn't know about Skype, right? So there are a lot of people, every second person you will run in, they know about Skype consumer. So when they walk into their enterprise or their organization, and if you could give them that same look and feel on their desktop, the learning and the adoption gets very easy, right? So that adoption piece was a big component when we were thinking about this move, right? So again, the back-end technology is still the same. It's enterprise-grade, same security. Mm-hmm. But at the, on the front end, it has simplified. Yes. It has got familiar interface, which the users could relate more to, right? So that's something.
Yeah, because that's a key point, because a lot of our customers, their biggest concern with adopting any new technology is how will their users adopt to it, or the whole change management piece is a key concern. So this is one of the areas we've kind of merged the Skype UI on top of the whole richness of the Link backend service that we've been building for many, many years. So what you're getting with the new Skype for Business version is that you're getting the enterprise richness of the Link product with the Skype
UI. Which users are familiar.
So it makes it easier for users to adopt. And there's some also additional enhancements we've added across the stack. So what you see here is the new Skype for Business UI. You have your presence indicator, and I have my buddies located here. Very similar to what we've had in the past. One of the things I'm also highlighting here is our new storyboarding capability that we introduced with the Surface Hub. Not only are you limited to having just a PowerPoint here, but you're able to combine the power of a whiteboard and be able to free draw onto a PowerPoint. So now,
and I would like to, Dean, so sorry to interrupt you because I'm excited. So this is great, and I just want to highlight again my iPad. While Dean was doing this, if you see on my iPad, I have that real time happening on my iPad also.
Maybe you can go hide sideways and you can make it bigger. And so so as we collaborate here, Karan can see what the things we're doing here on the screen.
So this is big. This is big. I mean, this excites me, right? This is where it gets from a boring to exciting. You're engaging your audience. You can stress on this rather than guessing where exactly Dean wants to focus. So this is, again, very big, you know, huge feature.
This is great because, you know, maybe you're a traveling sales rep and you just have your iPad. No longer are you confined to coming into a special room like maybe a conference room with a video conferencing solution. We can bring in people into this meeting who are mobile and on the go. They no longer have to come into a specific special purpose room to participate in the video conference. You know, a lot of my customers, they have these video conference rooms and they're not used because either A, they're too hard to use, or people have to travel to the office.
And to your second point, I mean, again, recently we were working with a customer, your second point where people were forced to drive, once they deployed the Skype for Business, they saved almost $1 million just because of the traveling expenses. For a 20-minute call, people were driving for an hour to that specific location. To get into a video conference. Yeah. And so that's, again, from a business point of view, that's a lot of savings which one organizations can realize, right?
So these Skype meetings really enables collaboration across geographies, you know, time zones, and devices is what we wanted to highlight. These are the key things, again, based upon our conversations with the customers, some of the key requirements that are driving us to build the solution.
Absolutely.
So let's kind of go to the next one. The other thing that was another customer asked was that not every participant in the meeting has a Skype client, so you know an iPad or an Android device or something like that. They wanted the ability to join that meeting via a dial-in number, and so what we do provide that in the so now people can dial in, and each person will have their own conference ID. So now we can support scenarios where we were able to always support this capability. But one of the asks that we've had from our customers was that, can we provide that capability for them through the cloud, through a service? In the past, you would have to set up the Skype infrastructure, Skype servers, in your data center. But now we're providing what we call PSTN conferencing in Office 365.
Direct dial-in in the cloud. Yes, you can dial in the Microsoft cloud. So if your participants who do not have access to internet or who are not in front of your desktops or other devices, they could, by using their mobile phones or normal single line PSTN phones, they could be calling up, use these numbers and call directly and join your meetings. So that's another big feature which has been added.
Yeah, so you know, no longer do you need to set up servers to be able to do this capability. We can provide that all hosted in our cloud environment in Office 365. The other big ask was that maybe we need to dial out, and bring in people into the meeting. So, you know, maybe there's someone, a colleague who doesn't know the bridge number, and you just want to be able to dial out and then type in their phone number and then bring them in and have them join the meeting. So now we can also provide that capability in the cloud with Office 365. In the past, this required you to do it on premises, but now we're providing this capability also in the cloud with this PSC and conferencing in Office 365. So the next enhancement we provided, I guess this is the third ways we help our customers modernize their meetings, is Skype meeting broadcast. So Karan, take us through what is this?
So yeah, absolutely. So in simplest language, I would say Skype meeting broadcast is our ability to really scale, truly scale. So earlier, you know, we were able to do 250,000 user meetings. With now the Skype meeting broadcast, it is allowing you to organize, to produce, to host, and broadcast large online meetings. And when I say large, up to 10,000 users. That's, so your scenarios of your town hall meetings like shareholders or your CEO addressing your employees, that can be sufficed with this meeting now, this feature, meeting broadcast. And one of the things which is key is the functionality, obviously 10,000 users, big, yet can be done from familiar interface of your Skype for Business client. So there's no other software or anything needed. It's the same Skype for Business meeting experience. And with that, you can enable and produce and broadcast those meetings, which is Skype meeting broadcast.
So if you see here in the left-hand side of the screen, I'll just kind of draw a red box around it. But to produce this Skype meeting broadcast, you just use the Skype client. And now what we see here is we've actually got a couple participants coming in. And you pick which one you want to go into the live feed that's being sent out to the folks as the actual feed that your audience will see. So people will join to present just by joining the meeting like we just showed you earlier. And now you have the same client that you use to compose your broadcast meeting. And in fact, here you can have different options.
Yeah. So how it's being done is we are using our Azure Media Services. So there is a software agent which sits in your meeting and is collecting all the data and publishing it, pushing into the Azure Media Services. That's where it gets transcoded and then broadcasted to all your participants. And again, a key thing, which is again to this feature, the key thing is your participants could be connecting from anywhere in the world. They could be on any device because it's a web URL. That's how they're getting their feed. So again, a very critical component. Easy to now produce, host, and broadcast. And as far as your end user goes, your client experience, it's simplified. They could be anywhere. They could be on any device, an iPad, an iPhone, an Android phone, or Windows phone. They can be connecting from anywhere. So that's, again, a crux of the meeting broadcast.
Yeah, it is really amazing because this Azure Media Services is a really scalable service. What it does is it takes that video experience, and this is the same platform we used to broadcast the Winter Olympics in Sochi. So
yep.
I think at that
I forgot
time,
to mention that.
I think for the hockey game, we had 80,000 viewers on that. But the nice thing is this platform will take that, convert it to that streaming format, and it actually adapts it to the endpoint device. So as Karan mentioned, the users can view it from either a browser or any mobile device. And one of the nice things also is they have rich playback controls, which means that if I'm a person who's watching this broadcast, I can actually pause it, maybe go off and get a snack, come back, hit play again, and it'll begin my video stream just from that point I hit pause. So I have full control as a recipient or a viewer of the broadcast. But this is a nice way. A lot of our customers are asking, how can we help them broadcast these town hall meetings to all the employees? Or how do I reach all my customers out there with one simple mechanism? This allows you to scale to 10,000 recipients.
Absolutely.
To be able to join this meeting. So that's great. So the next thing was the Cloud PBX. What the Cloud PBX allows us to do is really, currently a lot of our customers have these devices on premises called the PBX, and that allows them to make, receive, and transfer business calls. We're now providing this capability in Office 365. So this allows you to be a lot more agile in your business. For example, let's say that you are want to open up a new location, a new building, or a new office. Instead of having to go through and buy a new PBX to provide telephony for that location, we could provide those services in the cloud with Office 365.
Absolutely. And just to add to that, I mean, so if you do have those users, which the new building, which as Dean mentioned, you have added in your organization, those users could still be residing in the cloud. At the same time, they could still be exploiting the dial tone or the trunks which are present on-prem. So that's, again, a big feature. So all your basic call control handling, whether it's hold, transfer, all that stuff is still in the cloud. But we give you the option to use the trunks, the dial tone, which is available on-site. So that option is available. But again, if you would like to have everything moved to the cloud, that is which we covered the PSTN calling with your users, that could be in cloud, and they don't require anything on-prem. So those both options are available. So that there is a flexibility for the organizations to pick and choose which one would they like or which one will work for their business.
Yeah, so that's a great point. So the other thing I wanted to highlight is that, by using Microsoft or our cloud PBX, we still allow you to provide the ability to use handset devices. So maybe there's some users who want the comfort of a handset that can still use that, or we allow the support the folks who are on the road. Like Corona's mentioning, maybe the sales rep using his iPad, their iPad to join and make phone calls with. But the other capability is that complements that is PSTN calling. What that means is that now we can support not only your telephony capabilities, but now we can actually move your phone number, or what's commonly called your DID, we can move your phone number into Office 365. So you don't need to have a different phone number. We can give you a new phone number if you want, but we can actually port your phone number into Office 365. So now you're able to do all your telephony from the cloud. In fact, Karan's going to show us a quick demo here. So if we can switch to Karan's screen here. So Karan, why don't you walk us through, what are you doing here?
So this is my iPad with my SFB client. And again, we all know SFB, your
Sky for Business.
I have a Sky for Business client. My device, my iPad device is not a phone, right? So I would like to dial my cell phone number, which in this right now is in hands of Dean. So what I'll do is using my Sky for Business client, because I'm hosted in the cloud, I have my calling plans enabled. I can right away dial any PSTN number, normal numbers, and I click on calling. So from my iPad with Sky for Business client hosted online with a calling plan enabled, I'm calling up Dean, and there you go. So
hey,
you should
Karan.
Be getting a call.
So I'm getting a call from Karan here. So I got Karan.
So we are connected, yes.
Hello.
Hey, Dean.
Yeah, I'll put you on speaker if you want.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Dean.
I'll take you off speaker so we don't get that echo effect. But just notice there, a device, for example, the iPad, typically you can't make any phone calls on off of it. Combine that with Office 365 and our Skype cloud technologies, you can now turn that into a phone device. And in addition to that, any business calls he gets while he's on the road from his business number, not only can it can ring anywhere he's logged in, so it can ring his iPad while he's on the road, right?
And just to kind of hone on that statement which you just made, and now imagine for enterprise, big organizations, one of the things which is very critical is the resiliency, right?
Yeah.
How do I make sure that things are reliable?
Resiliency, yeah.
Exactly. So when you're talking about resiliency, I have the option, if, for God forbid, if the organization's circuits or network went down, this employee who has his data plan or his iPad doesn't miss a heartbeat, he can still continue his business by receiving calls and making calls. So that's, again, is a big piece when it comes to continuing your meetings or continuing your daily conversation, business conversations.
Yeah, so kind of just summarizing, I know we just went through a whirlwind of stuff. We started off with the Surface Hub. This is device here. It's helping to modernize the whole video conferencing experience with the, not just video, but the whole of the rich collaboration. With just a couple clicks, being able to join that meeting and bring people in. We had my colleagues from Redmond joining in to show that, one of the key requirements we're hearing from our customers that we have customers coming from all areas. They're no longer just teams within the same building. You need to collaborate with people probably in different states, different time zones, and also now mobile users on the go, right? The other thing we showed next was the Skype broadcast meetings. Another key requirement that we heard from our customers was that they want to do these larger meetings. In the past, Skype for Business only supported up to 1,000 users and 250 users online. Now we can scale that to 10,000 users. So imagine now you're able to set up a meeting using this familiar Skype interface, to include people, up to 10,000 people, and all they need is a browser or their mobile device, and they can view that meeting. And what we'll do is what's very challenging with these mobile devices is that you don't know what kind of bandwidth they're getting. But on the back end, we'll adapt the video to the bandwidth that recipient is getting.
Very good point, Dean. Very good point, yeah.
And the last thing we just showed you was what we call the Cloud PBX combined with the PSTN calling. A lot of our customers don't want to continue to have to maintain these PBXs, right? A lot of them are nearing end of life, right?
Scalability, right? I mean, if I set up today for 1,000 users, my business is expanding, I need to add another 250 users, I got to refresh my whole hardware. There's no more stress for that because you can scale in cloud without any limits, right? So that's, again, a big feature too, yes.
Yeah, so being able to provide all those capabilities from the cloud and Office 365 is what we wanted to show you today. Now, the next thing what we want to do is talk about the deployment options. You know, how we really worked hard, not only do we work hard to give you all these new capabilities, or give our customers that, but we also worked hard to make it very easy for you to get these capabilities. And now I'm going to turn it over to my colleague, Christian Burke. Christian, I wanted to welcome you to today's show. Hey, Christian, can you introduce yourself to the audience and then talk about what are the deployment options?
Yes, my name is Christian Burke. I'm a technology solutions professional for Microsoft, focusing on enterprise and partner group, just like Karan here in Southern California. We tag team all of our major customers. And Dean asked me to slow down a little bit. I have been firing away at the Q&A, and I hope you are all getting your questions answered. I'm in rapid fire mode right now trying to get these done. But I'm going to focus on deployment flexibility and choices you have. A lot of good questions came in around whether some of these features can be deployed online or on-premises or in a hybrid mode, and I'm going to give you a few of those answers. I'm also going to focus on a really solid demo to demo the PSTN connectivity, PSTN conferencing, and configuration of those users in the cloud with our dial tone. As you probably know, Link, now turned Skype for Business, has always had a very solid on-premises offering, and our servers are world-class, enterprise-grade, even in the PBX and dial tone functionality. Online has been around for a few years as Link Online, now Skype for Business Online, and that also allows us now with our new feature set to compete in that PBX, that dial tone, and connecting out to those mobile phones and other devices out there in the world. Where we really feel that most of our customers, especially our enterprise customers, are going to live is in this hybrid mode, where at Microsoft, we are the only company in the world that actually allows you to mix and match on-premises servers and this online environment in Office 365, combining the two to allow you to put your users where you need to and derive your dial tone and your other conferencing services wherever you need. As far as that hybrid mode goes, Karan did talk a little bit about meeting broadcast, and there are a few features that would require an online presence, but almost everything that we offer in the cloud, we are also offering on-premises, and in some cases, even more on-premises. But I want to move to the demo because we've got just about 10 minutes, and there's some really great things to show you there. So I'm going to switch to this mode here. I'm going to open up my browser. And I'm going to show you some really neat stuff. I've actually already logged into my Office 365 tenant, and I'm an administrator. And if any of you have ever used Office 365, this interface is very familiar to you. I have a lot of users already configured in here, and I'm going to show you something that's pretty exciting. If any of you are telecom engineers, you understand how difficult and how complicated it can be to deploy dial tone and phone numbers to users. And I'm going to show you how easy it is in Office 365. So I have a few users here. I've gone over to my active users just in my Office 365 tenant. Oop, there's me right there. I'm logged in as this one. I'm going to show you how I assign a license to a user. And if I can get this up and running real quick. Come on through, please. Don't rush for me. There we go. I'm going to look at the licenses, and I see I now have a few new features in here. I have Skype for Business Cloud PBX. I'm going to enable that. I have PSTN conferencing, like they talked about. And I also have my PSTN calling, and I'm going to use the international plan. That allows me to call anybody in the world. through my Skype for Business client or any other device. Like somebody asked, a Polycom VVX 600 phone, I can plug right into the Office 365 tenant as well and use that if I so choose. I'm going to hit save here. And in a typical pulling the casserole out of the oven, it might take a couple minutes. So I'm going to switch over to Molly Clark, who's actually already configured. But I'm going to move down to my Skype for Business admin here. I think I actually already had it open, but that's okay. And I'm now going to configure this user for dial tone. So first, let me look at my list of users. Here they all are. Molly Clark is pretty much ready to go. I could even check to see if that was ready yet. It usually takes a couple of minutes. But I am going to move into my voice settings. And you can see here I have some phone numbers that are already ready. Being as though Microsoft is providing this dial tone, I can also add phone numbers for any region I want to be in. And so for me, I'm going to say, hey, I know this person's in California, and I want to select a 909 area code, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to provision 5 phone numbers for that 909 area code. And those are going to now land into my tenant, and they're all ready to go. And you can see here, these are good. So I'm going to acquire these numbers because if I want to, I can actually look at the numbers. Yep, I like those. Those are good. And I can acquire them. By the way, if you're wondering, yes, you can port your phone numbers into Office 365 and continue to use the phone numbers you have. All right, so now you see I have 909 phone numbers here, and those are the ones, that's one I'm going to assign to my my user. And Molly Clark, if I go over to my voice user, let me see if Molly Clark is good to go. Yep, and you see Christian is not there yet, even though I enabled it. It should probably take a few more minutes, but I'm going to use Molly Clark. And I'm going to assign Molly a phone number. And actually, to show you one extra feature, I think we have a minute for this. I'm going to do one more thing. Because we are a very strong E911 provider as well, and we have to do that to serve our enterprise customers, we have the ability to create addresses for our E911 and then assign those to users. And we can go down to any detail we wish. So in this case, I've already created 3 Park Plaza, Irvine, California, and it did a phone number, it did an address lookup to make sure that the syntax was exactly correct. That's why it says IRV, CA, and so on. But I'm also going to add another location. And I have here already, I've added Suite 1600, but we have our offices up in this 18th floor as well. So I'm going to add Suite 1800. And this could be a cubicle, this could be around the corner and down the street, whatever you want to call it. Because the address is the thing that the provider is actually looking for, but we can give them additional granularity so we can send the people exactly where they need to go. So now I'm going to hit save here, and that Suite 1800 is done. So now when I go back to my user and I see Molly Clark, I'm going to assign Molly Clark a phone number. And first I'm going to say IRV. And I'm going to pick Park Plaza. Oops, pardon me. I need to assign a phone number first. And I'm going to give her this 909 phone number that I had already did. And then I'm going to select the 18th floor. And I'm going to save this. And once that's done, this user can now, in just the next couple of minutes, can start using 909-313-4939, make and receive phone calls, transfer, hold, and do all the things that you do from a normal business productivity perspective. I'm going to add a couple more things with dial-in conferencing. So, by the way, I did mention number porting, and in that same way, we actually have an interface that allows you to go right in, select numbers you want to move, you put in all the detailed information right into the account form, and you select the phone numbers that you want to migrate. We will make the connection to your existing telecom provider who's hosting those phone numbers, and we will reach out to them, negotiate all that work, and these numbers will show up in hopefully the time that you want them. We actually also make a request to them for those numbers to be ported on a certain day, and we'll do everything we can do to make sure that that happens. So through a simple interface in Office 365, you can go through the entire number porting process. If I go back, yes, I'm going to leave this page, and I go into dial-in conferencing, one of the other things I can do is I have, like they talked about with PSTN conferencing, Microsoft is now providing dial-in and dial-out conferencing. So that means all of these numbers I have the ability to select from, including international numbers, and something like 45 locations around the world will be available for dial-in, for local dial-in numbers throughout the world at GA, at general availability, which is early December. So if I select this, that's the phone number here, I can go back into my voice user, and if I want to look at my voice user that I had, where's Molly? And let me go ahead and configure Molly. If I look here, oh, pardon me, I was doing a phone number again. Let me go back to dial-in conferencing. I can assign Molly that phone number. There's that one. And I go back to users. And we see Molly. And there's the settings there. And she's there. And real quickly, in the in Molly, I can also, while I'm here, show you that you can select different modes by which she's allowed to operate within Skype for Business. So if you only want her to have audio only, you can. And you can also set these presets, such as recording conversations and meetings and allowing anonymous attendees to dial out and so on in her meetings, allow her specific functionality that you want. By the way, every bit of this can be configured in PowerShell. So if you have engineers that would rather work in the PowerShell realm and script all of this, you certainly can. We can also decide whether she gets to go out to the federated users, in other words, Skype Consumer. I know some people asked questions about whether you can communicate with Skype Consumer as well. And yes, in fact, we can even decide granularity, just like this with Molly, whether she can do it and somebody else cannot. If I look at voice, I showed you this number before. Here is the phone number. And in dial-in conferencing, I can now decide on which provider she wants. And in this case, I'm going to pick Microsoft. We've always had a strong third-party support for dial-in conferencing in Office 365. And now with this new wave of feature set, we are now a first-party provider. So we're going to provide the default phone number so that when she sends out an invite, that invite will show this phone number. But that also means that people will be able to select whichever other phone number they want to dial into. But when they see the default phone number in her meeting template, this is the one they're going to see. And if we want, allow unauthenticated users to be the first people in a meeting, that's okay. I'm going to say, sure, why not? And Molly Clark is now completely configured for dial-in conferencing voice. Oops. Here, let's do this. Let's try this again. Oh, well, demos never go 100% perfect, so I'm going to pick another phone number and see if we can make this work. And look at that. Of course. So, on every other day, we would have assigned dial-in conferencing to this user. She would have a phone number, and now this would show up in her meeting template. That shows you how easy it is to deploy everything you want in with dial tone, enterprise voice, and all that functionality in the cloud with zero on-prem components. So let me shift back. I hope that helped, that demo. And let me shift back to the presentation. And we'll talk about a few of these things that are going to be available. So I talked about December, in early December, much of this being available. And if you look here, Skype Meeting Broadcast is going to be available beginning of December worldwide. So anybody that has an Office 365 tenant will be able to leverage Skype Meeting Broadcast and be able to present those immediately up to 10,000 users in a meeting. PSTN conferencing will be available in the US and phase expansion throughout 2016. The phone numbers will be available. There will be up to 40, 45 numbers available in different countries for dial-in and a handful of countries dial-out. And that will continue to expand as we reach further and further into the rest of the world. As far as the voice components like Cloud PBX, you'll be able to turn on Cloud PBX right away, even if you can only get phone numbers in the United States for now. And next year, we'll be dropping in more phone numbers from other countries. But worldwide means, because even though I'm assigning US phone numbers for my cloud users, I can also, in that hybrid mode I talked about, allow those users to connect through my on-prem dial tone. So I can derive my SIP trunks from on-premises, I can pump those up into the Office 365 tenant, and I can assign those phone numbers to those users in the cloud. So we see in many of our enterprise customers that need, where there will be countries and places that that will require dial tone to be derived from that country, and for that we'll be able to allow you to connect that into Office 365, but still use phone numbers where we have them and where that's permissible by law. And that's it, Dean.
Great. So I wanted to wrap up here. I wanted to thank everybody for attending. For next steps, hope you learned a lot today. I really appreciate you attending. But you can actually go ahead and start to trial out some of these features if you have an Office 365 tenant. And it's very easy. You can go to Office 365 and sign up for a tenant for trial basis. But once you have that, you can go to www.skypreview.com and you can trial out these capabilities that we just showed you today. Everything from the broadcast meetings, the cloud PBX, the cloud PSTN conferencing, and the cloud PSTN calling is available in that preview program to trial out. The other thing, if you'd like to get more specific scenario, I saw some questions coming in about how we can get these capabilities given different environments, please reach out to your account team. Or if you're a local partner, we have a link here, partnersolutions.skypreview.com. And then we can help you with that. We have I work in the Microsoft Technology Center. We have architects and the technology centers that can help you. We also have our team members like Christian and Karan can go on and help you with your specific scenario to acquire these capabilities. Again, as Christian mentioned, there are different scenarios. You can go on-premises, on the cloud, or a combination of hybrid, where maybe some users are on premises and some users are in the cloud, and so you can go with that scenario as well. We basically built our solution to meet the vast different scenarios that our customers are asking for. The last thing you can do is sign up for a customer immersion experience. So we have this program called Customer Immersion Experience, and then basically you can come in and then trial out these capabilities in our offices, where we have set up an environment where you can go through scenarios and try for yourself. So you can come in an immersion experience, try it out for yourself, or if you have Office 365 already, you can sign up for a Skype preview. If you don't have an Office 365 account, you can actually go ahead and sign up for a trial Office 365 account and then sign up for the Skype preview, and you can try out these capabilities.